great, thank you. Great to see so many new faces, and I'm very sad that we're going to be saying goodbye to some people in a short while. I'm hopefully going to speak to you just for a few moments this morning, just to tell you about what it's like to be part of a family. So my name is Jeremy, as you've already heard. This is my daughter Esther, my wife Sue. Yes.
What about Ray?
Ray is the boyfriend.
The threat.
I just want to talk to you about being family. What does it mean to be family? We've just been singing some great songs, and worship songs, to God. God our Father. And we've been talking about Jesus, Jesus the Son. God, Father, Jesus, Son. They are a family. They are a family. So what does it mean to be part of the family, part of God's family, which we talk about a lot, being part of the family? Just before we went away on holiday, I was sitting here with Esther, and we were planning our trip to Spain. And Ray was coming from Colombia, he lives in Colombia normally, and he has a Colombian passport. And on that passport, it has a passport number. It also has a personal identification number. So I'm booking EasyJet, and I know that I'm not very good with, I have to check, passport number, 1276. Yeah, that's right. And I check it about three times before I agree that that's my passport number that I've put in. Because it's very important, isn't it, to get on the airline to have the right number.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what happens? You don't get into the country that you're hoping to go to. So I'm doing that for myself. I've done it for Sue. I've not done it for Esther. And I have Ray's passport photographed on a document sent to me. And I've got his passport in front of me. I think, this can't be that difficult to put in his number on the EasyJet flight, can it? I do this because Esther and Sue had gone away. Normally I'd say, check it for me. Because I have previous for doing this, I booked the train the wrong way. Instead of going from Durham to Leeds, I did it from Leeds to Durham, which was absolutely useless. So I'm thinking, and that's in my mind, I'm thinking, right, I must make sure this number is correct. It cannot be difficult. Check. Go! They come home. I've done it. I've booked. Just check it for me, Esther, will you? Yeah, great. Except you've put Ray's identification number in, not his passport number. Do you know how difficult it is? You do know, often many of you do know how difficult it is to get through immigration and how difficult it is and the questions they ask you. And the colour goes out of my... I mean, talking about from being high, I was miserable within a nanosecond. What have I done? And I'm so... Ray, this is important. Ray's coming to visit. We're going to Spain together. It needs to be right. Oh, we'll have to buy another ticket. Oh, what are we going to do? And Sue's going, don't panic. Esther's going, it's going to be fine. Look, nothing can not be sorted. It's going to be fine. They were there for it. Now look. Just calm down. So I calmed down. Look, let's look at the website. Yeah, where are you looking? Panic stricken. Where are you looking? So I'm looking, and Esther's found a place where you can contact EasyJet. And there's a telephone number as well, but I'll do the chat online. What's the telephone number? Dad, it's going to be fine. It'll be absolutely fine. Here's the telephone number. Hello. They answered immediately. I have to say, EasyJet, they answered immediately, told them what I'd done wrong, no problem, and they fixed it. I was very relieved. But do you know what? The question came to my mind, where does my help come from? There's a verse in the Bible that says, where does my help come from? And it comes from Jesus, from the Lord, from Jesus. And I'm thinking, where does my help come from? My help came from my family. And actually, that's very true within the church. My help comes from the family. Just that being loved, being cared for, being supported, being valued, being given hope that everything was going to be all right, and just being there for me. And I think that, for me, represented what it's like to be part of the church family. Church family are there for you and around for you. There's a number of verses in the Bible that talk about being part of God's family. In Ephesians, a book in the Bible, I'll just give you three examples. Paul says, he kneels before the Father, God, from whom every family in heaven and earth derives its name. And in Peter, a book called Peter, Peter talks about how we treat each other. He says we should love one another as like the family, because we're part of the family of God, being part of the family. And in Thessalonians, another book that Paul wrote, who writes in of the Bible, this gives this further emphasis. When speaking to a group of people, he says, you should love them as part of God's family. So we're called, and we often refer to ourselves here and when we gather, as being, welcome to the church family. You know, if you want to know what Jesus looks like, then he looks like this. He looks like this family. This is the family that Jesus is. We are Jesus' representatives here today. You are part of being part in connecting with Jesus today, being part of that family. Another example in Acts talks about some of the practical advice and help, practical ways in which we can help. Some time ago, 2 to 3 years ago, Sue and I were going through a particularly difficult time. I would say, we're in crisis for a moment. And we have some great friends, Hilton and Michelle, in fact, who came alongside us and sat down with us and listened to us and supported us, who encouraged us, who loved us. They were Jesus being here on earth to us today. A really practical way of being, supporting and loving one another. And Jesus wants everybody to be part of the family. You know, the only way you can be part of my family is to be born into it, or to marry into it. You can't get into it any other way. But Jesus calls everybody to be part of his family. But there's only one way to be part of that family, and that's to say, I want to be part of it, and say, I want to follow Jesus. I want to follow him. I want to be part of the family. That's the way you can connect into this family of Jesus. So you can't all be part of my family, although I'd love for you to be all part of my family, all daughters, grandfathers, possibly. But in fact, we all can be family together when we follow Jesus, when we say, Jesus is my Lord, I'm going to follow him, then you become part of the family, when you make that declaration. We had a wedding recently. Chris and Priya, who aren't here today, they're travelling up from the south, they made a declaration in church. They said, we commit our lives to one another. And that's what we have to do to be part of the family of Jesus. We have to make a declaration and say, we want to be part of, I want to follow Jesus, I want to make him the person that I centre myself on I want to have a relationship, I want to know him better. And as you do that, you become part of the family, you travel towards him, you get understand what he's about and what he looks like and how he supports and gathers you. And when we do that, we make a public confession. We say, yes, I'm part of the family. And it's great when people do that. Norman made that decision a few days ago, weeks ago. Oh, just, yes, welcome to the family. We just love that. That is so exciting. You know, he's experienced some of the family. And afterwards, you need to ask him what that was like, his journey. How did he come to know Jesus so that he could be part of Jesus' family? But he had to make a decision, because he said to me, oh, I didn't tell you, did I? You didn't tell me! To be fair, we have been away. We have been away. But it's so exciting that he's made a decision to follow Jesus. And a part of that journey and experiences we've recently, as a confession of faith, Joe Sharma, you know, you were baptised in water, so we put people into water and bring them up as a public confession that they're following Jesus, because that's what Jesus did. He was baptised. I'll skip some of the notes. I'm just catching up to where I want to be. Do you know you can be part of Jesus' family today? You know, there's nothing you have to do special other than to say, I want to be part of that family. We love having you all here on a Sunday. You know, we want to be family to you. We want to be part of your family. We want to be loving, caring, supporting and kind. But to be belong to the family, truly to belong to the family, you just have to make that decision to say, I want to follow Jesus. That's what we have to do. So, we'd love you to experience that. Do you know, those of you who are leaving, you can still be part of our family. And there are other families all around the world that you can be part of. That maybe not all meeting in a room like this. Some people meet in a large church. Ray's church is 50,000 people. So you can go to Ray's church, be 50,000, or you can be here and be part of 50, 25, whatever. There is lots of expressions of church you can be part of, but you need to be part of it. And if you say, I'm following Jesus, you're part of our family, or automatically, wherever you are in the world, you are part of the family, and you belong to Jesus. So Norman, when he's back in China, he's part of my family. We're all part of the family, because we're one family, and we love you. So we're saying, come and be part of the family, walk towards Jesus. So in conclusion, the church, we often say, is a family. It's the church family. Come and belong to our church family. And you can be part of that church family by saying, I want to follow. And we invite you to do that wherever you are. Whatever your circumstances, you can be part of it. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Hilton.
Thanks, gentlemen. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, please.
I've never speak to so many people in front of such a stage. And I just decided to be a Christian maybe a month ago. And when I just in my master degree in Shanxi province, Datong, sorry for that, Taiyuan, and I just have a group, a community such like that, and they're all a Christian, very good Christian student in that community, and it just show me how the Jesus is looks like, and how the Bible class want to tell us. I just attend that community and learn so much of knowledge from that. And I'm quite interested in Bible story and Jesus what Jesus looks like. And when I just graduated from master degree, I almost to be a Christian, but I don't know why. And I just want to decide to look around furthermore and to think more, not yet to be a Christian. And then I graduate and I just go to Beijing and to study my PhD degree. But I'm looking for to a good community or a good group for the Bible class or just a family like this. But I failed and I didn't find a very good one. And at last I decided to, okay, forget about that. I just work on my way and study on my way. And I just studied in Beihan University and I got married at that period. And from that time, and I just experienced so many things and tortured life, I think. Sometimes always bad things happen. You know, just have a family, you have a responsibility for the family. Now have a child, you have the responsibility for my son and for feed up my family. And I've never had such a heavy burden. Okay. And when you just have a very hard time, and you just, maybe you want to be this way, and the life force you to be that way. Mm-hmm. And I feel I was taught tear apart and for terrible life. You always have to make a decision, and maybe you just look back, not a right decision. And tear apart, and you always get angry and always get not so patient, or always get some tension for life. And I don't like that kind of feelings. I know, from that time I know, and I have to find a religion, rely on some kind of religion, and something I need to count on. But I don't know how about that. I know the religion is a good thing, maybe it's Buddhism, maybe it's Christianity, but I don't know how to choose, but I know I need to find it. Then, I don't know, there's opportunity for me to come to the UK. I know so many good people here and in Durham. I love this place. The first time I go to St. Nicholas in the center of the city, and they just helped me so much, and they're good Bible class there. And from that class, I learn more about what the Bible tells us. And they just tell us New Testament and what the details of the story. Without that help, I cannot quite figure out what they really want to tell us. And then I met some good friend, British friend in that church. And they met me every weekend, and they just share their appearance and want to listen to me, what I'm worried about, I'm thinking about what might difficult happen in this country. I never met them before, but they helped me so much. I'm just touched by their help. And then, I just very occasionally, I met Peiran when I just had a trip. Okay. And she just shared me her story happened in America. And the guy helped her. And even the man haven't known her before. I'm so touched by that story. I think it's such a powerful of a love. It just not even influenced Peiran. He influenced me so much. And I know it's the most powerful thing for love. And then Peiran just bring me to your church. And and I can know so many good people, good students here. I think quite special arrangement for God. And I just met so many great men and great people here in the UK, and Chinese people, British people. And I want to be that kind of people. And when I just even face some terrible situation or bad situation, I can have my religion and my strength to face that and not to be tear apart or follow the wrong way.
Mm.
I want to be the follow the right way. And how to follow the right way? I can rely on Jesus, rely on the Bible. Yes, that's my experience.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.